Welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And today I have a special edition for you. I'm currently running a 5-day challenge called Manifest Your Ideal Weight, and it's a 5-day free training with homework to get you started shifting your mindset and bringing the unconscious things that create your reality around weight and food into your conscious awareness. This is a super, super important part of manifesting weight loss, is to bring the unconscious into conscious awareness. So it's going to be a great 5 days. I want you to join in and get lots out of this free training. Just know that the audio trainings are only going to be up on the podcast temporarily. So make sure you take part while they're up. And also, if you want to download the workbook, make sure you register for the challenge officially. So you'll need to go to nodietbabe.com/manifestyouridealweight to register. The link is in my Instagram bio, and also the link is in the show notes. So make sure you register so you get a copy of the workbook, and enjoy the challenge. Love you guys. Hey, beautiful babe. Welcome to the Ideal Weight Manifestation 5-Day Challenge with Barbara Orban. We are going to completely shift your reality around your weight and food so that you can finally step into the version of yourself at your desired weight. So let's get started. Hey, 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 babe, welcome to day 5 of the Manifest Your Ideal Weight Challenge. I'm so super proud of you for making it to day 5, for doing the homework and doing all of this work and sticking with the 5 days. So proud of you, because this is so, so important. This work is so important in terms of finding the deeper reasons behind your weight and food issue. Now, today is all about how we stay in the vibration to lose weight, okay? What are the different aspects of weight loss manifestation that you're going to need to work on, okay? Now, what I want you to do is reflect on what you've learned about your food and weight issues the last 5 days, okay? Now, I want you to look at specifically what areas you're ready to focus on next as well. So just know that you have already shifted so much just with the newfound awareness as a result of doing this homework, okay? I want you to recognize that even just shining a light over things is huge in terms of transformation, okay? So even if you are like, okay, well, what's going on? Like, what are going to be the changes from now on? Like, what's going to happen? Just understand that there is so much going on the inside and also in the background that you may not know of yet, okay? And even just shining light on things is in itself can result in transformation, okay? So there are things going on that you, in the background, you have to know this, you have to trust this because you are on the right path, okay? So like I was saying in the live video today, is that you want to embody this energy that you are capable, you figure it out, even if you don't know how, you become a vibrational match to knowing how because you have faith and you know that you're on the right path, okay? So basically, overcoming emotional eating, manifesting weight loss, we know that there's the emotional aspect of weight loss, okay? There is always an emotional aspect of manifesting weight loss, okay? So pretty much to summarize, here are some of the things that you're going to have to work on. You're going to have to work on fear, judgment, and avoidance of emotions, okay? You're going to have to work on the victim mentality, blaming your weight on your circumstances, forming beliefs around why and justifying different aspects of weight. Okay, this is different to having self-compassion. You still have to have self-compassion and love for struggles and things like that. That's not what I mean. But what I'm talking about is the limitations and the rules that you create around how life gets to be for you. Okay. And the other aspect of the feeling of deserving to eat and this relationship to food where it's providing something for us that isn't about hunger. And there are ways to overcome emotional eating that don't have to feel depriving, okay? It's not meant to feel depriving to overcome emotional eating. Now, feeling resentful when, like, we don't get results or feeling bitter around your weight now, this is something that needs to be worked on, okay? This bitterness, anger, I used to struggle with this too, okay? So it's okay. But when you don't get results or for where you are now or this like panicky energy or none of this is going to help you manifest weight loss, okay? So that's another thing to work on. The next thing is all the shame and the guilt around food and body, which a lot of you have realized that through your homework, I've read it, like the good and bad foods and feeling fat and things like that. We have to understand that you have to start feeling the way you want to feel in order to attract the desire that you want. You have to tap into how it is you want to feel, and that's how you manifest the weight loss, okay? Now, the other thing to work on is when we're rejecting parts of ourselves due to weight and shame and resentment. So perhaps areas around your weight, but also your personality, and the disconnection can manifest into more cravings and not having control around food. So the other aspect to work on is that, and also your deeper into your relationship to food, okay? So your perceptions and beliefs of food, your dieting mentality, specifically your emotional eating, also with the dieting mentality, not only how it affects your behaviors, but how it affects your physiology, okay? So that needs to be worked on. Now, another aspect of manifesting weight loss is your I am statement and changing your self concept, like I was saying with that formula of be, do, have, right? So there's so many different things for you to continue to work on, okay? Now, what I want you to do from here is you really do need to get deeper into these aspects, okay? And you need to get specific on your triggers and overcome your dieting trauma and emotional eating, okay? It's really those things that need to be done. Now, your homework for today is to go back to day one and look at what you wrote in those answers and really reflect on whether you see things any differently now. Now that you've done these 5 days, you've heard me talk about certain things, you've done some different homework. How do you view day one homework differently, like what you've written? And what I mean by that is, like, can you see any limitations or rules that you've created about how life is for you? Okay, that's specifically what we want to do, is to have an observational perspective of our lives, remember, like not to judge, but to rather observe, okay, with curiosity. Now, the next question for your homework is, what do you think the deeper spiritual meaning behind your weight issue is? What I mean by this is, what is the universe prompting you to shift or grow in? What is the purpose? There is always a deeper purpose behind our challenges, okay? So if you've suffered and struggled with a weight issue or a food issue or both for some time, there is a universal assignment that you've been delaying or avoiding. And I need you to tap into that now and ask yourself, or really ponder on this for the next few days or however long, what is this lesson? Like, and you should probably know more now because you've done days 3 and 4 where you kind of started to see where you need to step into your higher version of yourself. You need to step it up, but your ego is wanting to keep you small and in the comfort zone. And that's going to require spiritual growth to be able to do that. So, I hope you can start to work at, okay, so if I'm talking about my situation, yes, I lost 30 pounds. Yes, I overcame emotional eating. But I've said this before, like, to me, the gift isn't the weight loss. The gift is the raising of the consciousness and the changing of my relationship to food. So now I feel free. I'm no longer bound by the dieting traumatic relationship to food anymore. It feels free. It feels natural. It feels easy. Okay. That to me is far greater than the weight. And what the beautiful thing is like I've said, is like you get to have the weight loss too, but it isn't about the weight. There's a deeper meaning behind it. And that's really what I want you to tap into. Now, that's the homework for today, but also I want you to know that there is deeper work to be done here, okay? There's a lot more deeper work in terms of manifesting weight loss and really understanding certain tools and strategies to overcome your emotional eating, your dieting trauma, etc., etc. There's many, many tools and techniques that I use with my clients through my courses and with my coaching, etc., that help women overcome emotional eating. Okay, it's actually not that hard to completely change your behaviors around food. It's really not as difficult as you think. Like, I've had women that work with me that completely felt powerless and were binge eating and emotionally eating, and then after working with me, they felt more in control than ever and losing weight. So trust me, I've worked with some of the difficult, you know, when, like I was saying, women who feel extremely powerless, and then we start to shift their reality because this stuff really works, okay? And I'm going to be able to teach you so much more about not only law of attraction, but combining it with science, okay? And that's the beautiful thing, is that there's lots of stuff around science, the science of the relationship to food and the science of overcoming emotional eating, that I'm going to be able to help you with. So the next step, if you are wanting to go deeper, if you feel guided to go deeper on this, is to join my new and expanded course, Emerge, which is now a 6-week course to help you overcome this emotional eating and manifest your ideal weight. So we're going to be covering so much more and so many more tools and teachings to help you implement this work into your life, okay? And to start to actually have strategies, because yes, we've done the overall manifestation work, and yes, this is super important and it's all part of your transformation. But also just to implement it in your life and kind of say, well, I'm craving a lot of sugar at the moment. Like, I'm not going to lose weight eating all of these foods. Like, what do I do? There are strategies to help you from a psychological perspective combined with law of attraction. I have strategies for you to implement so that you can feel more in control around food. And to deal with these fears of it having to be about deprivation, that's your dieting trauma. Like, that needs to be dealt with as well, okay? So that's going to be all part of this. So it's basically a new and expanded version. It's a 6-week course. So you're going to have 6 weeks of energy with me and the group and opportunities for question and answer sessions throughout the 6 weeks. So it's an amazing opportunity to be in that energy, okay? Now, you guys, I tell you what, investing in myself, my knowledge has always been a priority for me. I invested in my self-development even when I was at university and not earning any money at all. I found ways to like invest in myself and my knowledge, and I always have. And you know what? Like, I've invested so much time and money into learning this stuff and implementing it into my life, not only for the last 10 years, but even more recently in the last 2 years, I've spent somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 on my self-development through coaches, courses, books, you name it. I've done so much, and that's why I do this, because I'm super passionate about it, and I'm super passionate about sharing this wealth of knowledge with you and how I've managed to apply it to weight loss. Now, I definitely wouldn't expect you to invest over $50,000 into this course. So it's really exciting that you have this opportunity to work with me at, you know, a fraction of the cost that I've used to invest in this knowledge, to get this knowledge to you. So it's an amazing opportunity for you to be able to be in that energy of the course, be in my energy, be in that container of the group for the 6 weeks, to help you manifest your ideal weight, okay? This is deep inner work that's going to change you on so many levels, you guys, because manifestation is the key, okay? And like I said, I'm going to be sharing with you everything, like the deeper aspects of manifestation of weight loss, so much deeper than what we've covered in the last 5 days. So I'm super excited. If you actually scroll down underneath this audio and the homework, you're going to find more information on this 6-week course. I'm so excited to help you guys on this deeper level for 6 weeks to manifest your ideal weight. I'm super, super excited, you guys. I can't wait to see you in the 6-week course. Scroll down, check it out. And if you have any questions, you can email as well. Okay, I love you guys. I hope you've enjoyed this challenge, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Go to nodietbabe.com/emerge to sign up for the 6-week course Emerge to overcome your emotional eating and manifest weight loss. There are limited spots available, and we start really soon. So make sure you claim your spot while you can for the 6-week course with live Q&A sessions every single week. You can sign up today and already get started on some of the pre-work. I'll see you there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe, or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.